Hi, I'm Emily Olmos, and today I'm here with...
The Craigslist Killers.
Okay, so first I'm just going to ask you guys, like, what your names are and what you guys play. That way everyone knows and stuff.
Okay. You go first.
I'm Arturo Chavez. I'm the lead vocalist and the guitar player and slash keyboards and rhythm and lead guitars.
And I'm Jonathan Chavez. I'm a drummer, and I do backup vocals.
I'm Art Rodriguez, bass player and backup vocals.
Okay, so whenever people hear your guys' band name, everyone's always wondering, like, why are you guys named the Craigslist Killers? So can you just explain to us why?
Well, we just wanted to pick a name that was catchy, like it would just catch your attention.
That would intrigue people.
Yeah, something that would spark interest.
It's like, who are the Craigslist Killers?
Yes. You know, it'd be like the advantage is if you type in like Craigslist Killers like on a web page, then it'll take you to our music link somehow, yeah.
Oh,
whatever's out there, you know? It's just using different ways to reach out to people, you know, using keywords.
Does the name have any like significance like to any of your music, or is it more, was it mostly just to catch people's attention?
It was just less spontaneous actually of the moment.
Did you guys have any other like names that you thought would work? And then
did you have any other names?
I don't know.
Because it's always been the Craigslist Killers.
Yeah, it's always been the Craigslist Killers. Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's always been the Craigslist Killers.
Yeah, like when I originally started up the band, I just was just thinking more of like the music side. And then when we were talking about band names, like the name Craigslist Killers just came up. And we're like, why not just use that one?
Well, that was smart because it definitely catches like everyone's attention. I know when I heard it first, I was like, "That's a little dark," but okay, I see why.
Yeah. It doesn't really fit the music.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the music, so it throws people off. But when they hear it, it's like, yeah,
it's a good change.
Yeah.
So, how did the band come together? Did you guys what initiated the beginning of the band?
Well,
it started with Arturo and Jonathan.
Yeah, we always play together because I mean, he plays guitar and I play drums. We just play together since.
We had that brother bond going, so when I started playing guitar, he picked up the drums, and so we just always been playing.
And you...
I joined a few months after you guys started the band?
Well, actually, we had just always been jamming for years, and then when I officially wanted to start up a band, which is actually like around last, like a year ago now.
A little over a year ago now.
I always had the idea that my brother was going to be in the band, because, I mean, there's no
brother.
Other... Yeah, he's my brother, and there's no other drummer. You know, there's a better groove with. He lives right here.
And he hit me up over Instagram.
Yeah.
And so you guys are friends? So?
Well, we kind of knew each other in high school.
Yeah.
We were a few years apart, and then we didn't join the band until after I graduated.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Did you guys both go to Elmo, or did
you
go to
Elmo? Yeah, we went to
Elmo. Cool. Where do you guys find inspiration from, musically?
Just basically wherever we can.
Yeah.
Basically wherever the inspiration comes from is we'll try to get
classic rock.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of like blues and psychedelic and just like pop music. Just basically everything from like Muddy Waters to like Rolling Stones to The Strokes is what we all listen to.
Okay.
So we just take a little bit of what we like and just
mix it together.
Yeah.
And like, who writes the music and the lyrics?
That'd be Arturo.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I usually have the idea of like a song. But then, like, I'll show it to these guys, and they'll each have their own flavor into it. Like, my brother will, like, say, I'll think of something, like, in a half tempo, and then he'll just, like, speed it up, and he'll completely change it, but it sounds so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Art comes in with his, like, bass fills. And...
When you're writing music, is it ever about a story, about something in your life, or is it more about a thought, an idea or a message?
Well, actually, I have a couple topics that I write about. It's kind of, like, about personal songs about, like... me and certain struggles that I've been through.
Change? That would be change?
That would be like change. And Can't Hardly Wait, that one's in the works right now. Currently gonna get that one recorded. But some of the other songs are just based kind of like on past relationships. And really anything else. Like I'm currently working on a song about a story. I'm trying to create a story about a girl named Lucy and how she parties all the time.
I mean, we have Full Moon Fever. It's about turning into a werewolf.
And it's about turning into a werewolf. So our songwriting spans from everywhere.
Okay, so they can be like stories, like completely made up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just on imagination.
You should write a song about your haircut. It was drastic. You had really long hair. Like right here, right?
It was past my shoulders. It was like down to like my chest.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even recognize you when I saw you with like your haircut.
Yeah.
He does look very different.
Yeah, almost nobody recognized me. But then...
You went from being the Indian boy to the Mexican boy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Of all of your songs, what are your favorites of your guys' songs?
I like Remember Me. To play it, I like to play Remember Me the most.
I like See What It Can Be.
See What It Can Be?
Yeah.
I like Remember Me, and I also like Change.
Change?
Yeah. Same thing with California Girl. I don't know. There's a lot of cool, like, wave elements, like ocean elements that we put into it. There's even a Pokemon sound on it, so overall the mix, I'm pretty excited about that. It's kind of an accomplishment.
What does that favorite song mean to you?
You know what? That's a song that is one of the songs I wrote about myself. And I've had certain people say that it sounds like it's about a girl, which is funny because it's not about a girl at all, which the lyrics suggest that. But it's actually more about just changing yourself overall. You know, you're not going to move forward if you don't make changes in your life.
It's the inner struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw posts about you guys competed, should I say, at the Vans Warped Tour.
Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the Battle of the Bands.
We actually won first place in the first round, was
it? Yeah, we won first place in the first round, and we have the second round coming up.
Yeah.
May 29th, Long Beach, D. Piazza.
But Jonathan has these casts. What are you going to do, Jonathan?
I'm going to get them off the... It's
3 days before?
Number. Yeah, so like 3 days before.
Ooh, perfect. Did you guys have to compete before, the time you got first place? Or was that the first competition you did?
No, it's the first.
Yeah.
We actually didn't think we won, because when they announced the winners, it was some other band that they announced. They completely missed the judges' score. And they went, was it a week or two after that?
A week later.
A week later, they went to another one of our shows, and they told us, it turns out you guys won, not the other band. So it was pretty awesome news.
Yeah.
Did they have to step down and...
Yeah, the other band then, the other band that got second place had to... Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of just gave them a boot.
Yeah.
But did the people who organized the competition, did they call you guys and tell you? Or?
They went, they personally showed up to tell us.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Personally went to one of our shows to let us know about the good news.
Oh, so you guys play shows often?
Yeah.
How often?
It could be range anywhere from
once a week to every couple weeks.
Once a week to every couple of weeks.
Oh, where do you guys usually play?
Well, we like to play a lot of house shows. We played a couple bar shows. We played Boomerangs, Malone's, D. Piazza's.
What's the one over here? On Staten Island?
Oh, yeah.
Chain Reaction?
We were going to play a show at Chain Reaction, actually, tomorrow. But my brother's still in his cast, so we can't. So we had to not. Yeah, we couldn't play that show. But we still got a bunch of other shows coming up. We played this outdoor music festival out in the desert, kind of at Coachella. It's called Nocella.
Oh. I'd love to go to one of your guys' shows,
Our next one coming up, and right after he gets his cast off, so it's going to be one hell of a show. It's May 29th at D. Piazza.
Okay, I will keep that date.
We got tickets.
That's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday night. It's all ages, and we sell tickets for $8 each. Or if you go there at the door, it's $10. Or $12, actually.
That's not bad at all. What is the prize if you win the competition?
We get a spot on Warped Tour.
With your guys' kind of... what genre would you categorize your music as?
That's a good question.
that really ranges.
It really
ranges. That's a
question
we get a lot, and that's a question we...
But if we were to put a name on it, we would call it power pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it would have to be power pop. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It would be like a mix of, say, like, the British Invasion type of music, but with like a little bit of like... modernist
new wave
to it.
Pop to it.
Yeah, like some new wave, like indie kind of stuff added to it. So think like the Rolling Stones, early Rolling Stones, or like 65 era Beatles mixed with like the Strokes.
Okay.
And like the Doors.
This is like a good mix.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of audience do you think can relate most to your music or would listen to your music most?
You know what? Actually,
I think it's very all over the place. It's very all over. When we played Coffee Night, we had a few older people come up to us. We really enjoyed your music. It was good.
They even asked for autographs.
Yeah, some people even asked for autographs.
But you guys are going to be famous.
I want an autograph paper around here somewhere.
We have CDs.
Yeah, we have CDs too. Yeah.
Where can people get your music? Where can they listen to it?
SoundCloud.
Yeah, we currently have hard copy CDs in the mix right now. We're getting them made. Once we get those, and you'll be able to get them directly from ourselves at our shows. And we're also in some talks with a couple of local record stores. I won't mention any names because it's not like a for sure thing.
Yeah.
But it could very likely be a possibility, so look out for your local shops.
That'd be great. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any last words?
Just listen to our music.
Yeah.
Check us out if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, just check us out. Give your local bands some support.
Please let us know what you think.
I'll put some Vanguards in one walk here.
Exactly.
Yeah, get your Elmo Vanguards in one walk.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
After interviewing the band, I got to realize how fortunate I am. They're honestly great people. They have great music. And the song I'm going to put into this podcast right now after I stop talking is called Change. But I highly recommend that you listen to all of their other songs. I've listened to all of them. My personal favorite being The Girl in Speed On. But all of it's great. I definitely recommend that you go on SoundCloud and listen to their music. Maybe add their page on Facebook and see when their next shows are. You definitely will not regret listening to them if you take the time to do so. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time, and this song is called Change.